my lovelies, I'm Jay at Current Insight, and these are going to be our weekly messages. I think the week's the 18th to the 24th of March. I know there's a lot happening astrologically this week. I think Venus is going to be conjunct Saturn at some point. Mercury hits North Node and Chiron in Aries. Mars is going to move into Pisces, but the big one is that it's the end of Pisces season. I think it's on Wednesday. The sun will move into Aries. Before we get into the reading, I'm shuffling the cards on the screen right now. Just a very quick reminder that there's been a lot happening. If you're on Discord, then you kind of know I've been sharing a lot of what's been going on with me. And thank you to everyone that's been sharing what's been going on with them. I know a lot of us have had a very profound week, especially this past week. It's been one hell of a Pisces season. I have opened my calendar to take bookings just for 9 days. It's not something that I expected to do, but I did record a short video just explaining in the best way that I could. So if you do need a reading, it's right in between that very intense eclipse window. So it will be, I think the first eclipse is on the 25th of March. And then for 9 days in between, like working days, my calendar's open. Some of you have already booked, but if you do want to do that, that is available. A lot of soul searching I did to come to that decision. And yeah, I'll put a link in the description or in the podcast notes, wherever you're listening or watching this. And you can book a reading if you'd like to. Thank you to everyone that asked for that. You guys helped me to see something. And it was part of my journey, my own personal journey this season. Right. So let's get on with this reading. Right. So the first card out is the curse. I couldn't have pulled a more perfect reading for the end. I mean, elephant spirit, you know, guys know I love elephants. A more perfect reading for the end of Pisces season. But I do want to say this. So Monday, Tuesday, right? It's the last couple of days of Pisces season. It can feel very intense. Just be aware of that. I talked about this back in Scorpio season. 29 degrees Scorpio is a very intense degree. But the one that gives it a run for its money is 29 Pisces. Not just because it's, you know, the last degree of Pisces season, but it's the last degree of the zodiacal kind of, you know, of the zodiac. You know, zero Aries will be the first. It's the new year. It's the vernal or spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. So check that out. What am I talking about? But just be mindful of that. That's what I'm trying to say. Be mindful that as we go into these last couple of days, there could be a lot that comes up. I mean, what did you go through? Like, really take a moment, even pause this video if you have to. What has come up for you this season? I've described it as kind of hanged man energy. Now, if you see the cards that, I mean, the hangman doesn't come out, but if you look at the cards that have come up on the screen, we have the Knight of Pentacles in the past, and we have one of the underlying energies as the Two of Wands. However, the rest of the cards, so the Hermit, the World, the Chariot, the Fool, Temperance, they're all major arcanas. This is a massive shift into something new. And because it's a major arcana, that means it's a long time coming. It doesn't, you know, even the Tower, one can argue that even though it's sudden, the change is sudden, but the Tower hasn't come up, by the way, if you're listening and thinking, what's she talking about? But it's taken us a while to kind of, you know, kind of ensconce ourselves in that Tower, get everything the way that we like it and stuff. So be mindful, it feels big already, even with just seeing so many major arcanas in front. But let me read you the oracle cards. This is what the curse says, the essence. The curse refers to the limiting stories of our ancestors and the karma from former lifetimes. See, do you see what I mean? It's very Pisces. That preordains the events of our lives. It is the source of negative patterns, and it can show up as a disease, a destructive force, or a blockage on our creative energy. The curse holds us hostage to a false story that we confuse for reality. Recognizing the original wound that is playing out in our life can heal it. The invitation. It's time to recognize the source of your limitations. Did your grandparents live with a mindset of scarcity? Did you inherit genes for heart disease? Were you a slave or a master in a past life? I will say this, that when it comes up themes around slavery, that's Lilith in Virgo. I always see that as, and you know, we do have the Knight of Pentacles here, and we had a full moon in Virgo this season as well. So it can speak to that which we are enslaved to. Because when we talk about service, you know, we can have servitude. We can have where it's forced upon us, where it's not our choice, right? Which is what slavery would be. This karmic legacy is ready and waiting to be seen, to be untangled, and to be released. Honor the players and their stories. Forgive everyone and everything. Craft a new life course for yourself. And here's the medicine. Be aware of your actions. Act with impeccable intention so as not to create a debt or karma that sooner or later someone has to pay. What you do to others, you also do to yourself and to the people who love you the most. Sorry, the people you love the most. Now you have the opportunity to clean it up. So it really is an opportunity to leave something behind, to, and you know, that is not something that you hear me say very often. I'll tell you why, and you guys know this, right? So just a heads up. And obviously, I recognize I've been doing this a long time. People hear the message in the way that they need to hear it, right? Reality is that which we need, how we need to see it to survive. But it's been years now, and a lot of, you know, in the community that I work in, whether it's tarot, whether it's, you know, spiritual guidance, self-help, self-awareness, self-work, whatever you want to call it. A lot of it has been about releasing, letting go, ending, all of that wonderful stuff. But you've heard me say this plenty of times. Doing something for long enough, right? And that could be a curse, you know, that we've gotten into this habit of when we want to change something, when we want to end something, or when we, you know, when we desire some kind of change, it involves a physical change. Now, I'm not saying that physical changes are not needed and not necessary. They absolutely are. But if we're going forward with a kind of more collaborative mindset of working with others, which we are, right? You know, anything that's gone through Aquarius and Pluto and Aquarius will be that. It's yes, being the unique individual you, but it is also about what that means out in the world, in the collective. So it's not always just possible just to leave everyone behind or to say, all right, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I mean, think about it, that's this, I could go into it, but I won't. But that's part of this responsibility that I have, ownership that I'm taking, accountability of that I've created so many relationships with so many clients over so many years, right? People that have let me be a part of their path and a part of their story. And it felt very selfish to me in some ways just to kind of cut and run, right? And you know, I always try to embody the message in my own life. Like, it's not just enough to think about it or feel into it or, you know, give it lip service. It's action at the end of the day. It's going to be action when we go into Aries season. Excuse me. But it is time for a clear out. It is time at the first place. It's not just enough to change the characters or change the scene. The story can remain the same. So this is where we go to the root of the issue, which is the story itself. You know, people are bad, people hurt me, I get taken advantage of, horrible things always happen to me, no one listens to me, whatever it is. Really important. Because when we can change at that level, then anything becomes possible. And in fact, with the Fool in the future, that is what it looks like not to have a story, because you don't know what you're going to experience. It becomes a complete leap of faith because you don't know where you're going or what you're going to do because you're not going by the same old story. Excuse me. Now I'm going to read you Dawn, and I really think this Dawn card here, where it says, slow it down, move slower still, become the witness swelling in presence. It speaks to this Knight of Pentacles. Before we kind of get into that, just one more thing about the curse with the world here, which is Saturn, right? Lord of Karma. I've shared this before, and I think, it becomes a case of potato potato, right? That we're all talking about the same thing, but we're just using different emphasis or speaking at a more literal level about some energies, or others of us speak more metaphorically about energies. I believe we've had every single part, so we have to, because it's the same energy that ignites each of us, right? So when you talk about past lives, that's not to say we haven't had past lives. I believe we've had every past and future life, and I've shared that before in a Pisces season, maybe a few years ago I shared that. But the story matters. Why is it that the story of that past life is coming up now? And it may not even be a past life. That may not be part of your narrative. But if you've got a story coming up from, I don't know, 2015, 2016, if you've got one from 20 years ago, if there's something in your own, a past relationship, a past work, like, I used to have this dream, I used to want to do this. That is a past life. That is a past version of you that is coming up. We can have many lives within this lifetime. I think bloody Pisces season has felt like a lifetime in and of itself this year. There's a reason that story comes up, and that is the important part. Now, you can make it literally about, oh, I was this person in a past life. Or you can understand that, what does that story mean to me now? Why would that story need to come up right now for me? Whether it's in a memory or whether it's literally playing out in your life, consider it. Which past version of you, kind of like the ghost of Christmas past, well, who's stepping forward to reveal something to you so you can step into a brand new future? So here's what Dawn says. Keywords: stillness, focusing on the self, presence. There is a great intelligence in stillness in which you are free to disconnect from the noise and chaos of everyday life. And I think Pisces season has been that in some ways. You're being asked to look past your need to be productive, choosing instead to stand still, be at ease, and take solace in doing absolutely nothing. This is your time to rest and reflect. Listen to your spirit, asking it what it needs in this moment to be honored and fulfilled. Do you truly need to take action right now, or is that your ego giving you a false sense of urgency? Are you keeping yourself busy to avoid looking too closely at feelings that are attempting to bubble over? What would happen if you allowed yourself to feel the truth of your emotions rather than trying to push them away? Receiving this card suggests you are ready to face things and heal them so you can find the truth of what's hiding underneath. Receiving this card may also mean time in solitude is a powerful healing method for you to embrace. Now, as I said, I feel like this card talks to the Knight of Pentacles. I'll tell you why. Because the Knight of Pentacles is the one that slows down. Virgo energy, right? Slows down. But we've got the Chariot that comes after it. So then we're moving forward. It doesn't have to be at a fast pace. This Chariot is a snail. So it doesn't have to be at a fast pace. But with this Two of Wands here, and there's only two minor arcanas that come up, right? One is the Knight of Pentacles court card, and the other is Two of Wands, which is Mars in Aries. You may have been like, well, how can I do this different? How do I do whatever? But we have like two Virgo cards coming up. So we've got the Hermit here, which is that solitude, which, and it doesn't, you can go into Hermit mode being surrounded by people. Hermit mode is the understanding that I'm the only one that has the power to affect change in this situation. They're both in the past. We're coming in with this energy. So consider that within yourself. Now, remember the curse? Elephant spirit speaks to that dynamic and it says, learn from the past, beautiful elephant here. Learn from the past, which is what Pisces season has given us the power to do. And I will read this to you. Oracle's message. Although we often wish we could leave the past behind, elephant spirit reminds us that memory matters. We must respect the wisdom of the elders who hand down to us traditions they have shaped to express our connection to each other and respect for the community. What has come before informs what we are experiencing today, and we must never forget our legacy of strength and dignity. Elephant spirit appears with the message that we are to acknowledge that which came before and learn from it. All of us are memory-based creatures, and we must revisit the past to understand where we are and where we are going. The stories of events you experienced, the stories in our collective memory, and the stories of relationships you have had can be told many ways. What story will you tell? Elephant Spirit is here to encourage you to make it one that stirs in you a sense of power and dignity. Dignity's come up twice already in this. For you have honoured yourself by choosing to learn from your past. Spirit rejoices at your willingness to learn and grow. Protection message. Are you feeling uncomfortable with a tradition, custom, or familiar behaviour that no longer fits who you are? And that's why Virgo comes up. Virgo is routine, it is ritual, it is habit. And we had a full moon there, so the ending of habits, right? Do you wish the past could be erased so it could no longer cause you a moment's pain? Elephant Spirit is here to encourage you to write a different story and alter the traditions in ways that acknowledge that we all evolve, for transformation is our nature. Elephant Spirit calls you to not be selective in your memory, because ignoring the good or the bad will prevent you from growing your wisdom and strength. Build on the best of the past, learn from the worst, and walk into the future with dignity, accompanied by Elephant Spirit, who remembers the truth and honors your strength and wisdom. That's pretty lovely there. That's the two fish. And one of the things I did say on Discord is that, you know, it's always been two fish this season. Doesn't matter what's come up. And I think for a lot of us, and it will depend on you, you know, on what your focus has been on especially the last year or so, right? Let's just keep it to that. Last 6 months, last year. If you've got the two fish, right? And they're both like swimming around each other. If you've been really deeply looking within yourself, right, what I call the narrow well of self, and that's, again, not pejorative. All things are right. It just depends on the season. It just depends on when it's time to do it and for how long we do it. If you've been really deep within yourself, you know, maybe you've been in solitude, maybe you've been like self-reflecting, like a mofo, like really going deep within, then the other fish may be a cosmic fish. I know so many people that would describe having had some kind of spiritual experience, whether that's with the divine, whether that's with the universe, whether that's with your place in the universe, literally, that, you know, like an overview effect kind of thing. But that would be the other fish, the balance. There's been this kind of balancing out, and temperance comes up as the advice. Now, whether it's just been about, you know, if you've been looking at your home life, your physical, like, you know, how much rest do I get? How well am I eating? Like, you know, what am I doing? Then the other fish might be work, like what you're sacrificing to work and how much you're working. So I don't know what your two fish were in for Pisces season. Maybe you had multiple. One of the messages that I got personally for myself just last night that I meditated on this morning was about the thing that you don't have to be just one thing. In fact, you're not one thing. You're not one thing at all. I think I've been a person that's, you know, I've got a lot of air in my chart. I've been pretty detached a lot of my life. Like, you know, I've been able to just observe things from a distance, covet from a from a distance. And so one of the other fish for me came up in things that now feel very personal to me. And I don't mean taking things personally. I mean, in terms of ownership, I mean, in terms of accountability, that they do matter. My role in this matters. So, you know, that might have been a theme for you. I know the opposites happen for some people, where everything has been taken so personally as a personal wound, a personal affliction, things that people have said as personal criticism, and where the other fish now is shown where it's not personal. It can be quite impersonal. So consider what two fish came up for you this season, and they would show you a way of analyzing. I mean, we looked at that last week, right? A difference. I know that happened for me. It happened for me on Monday. I'm recording this on Friday, the 15th of March. Excuse me. But I can tell you this, that Monday of this past week, which, what was that, the 11th, my world just flipped upside down. Like I had such intense kind of a perspective change on life And I'm sure you have, like, you know, that you've had a perspective change in some way. But it's not just enough to feel different or to consider things in a different way, to see things in a different way. It's like, now how do we proceed from that place? The change in story is now and how we proceed in what we do and what we commit to. I mean, it's powerful. I mean, if nothing else, if you take nothing else away from this reading, central focus is the world, which is a completion. A cycle is ended, and the future is the fall. So right down the middle of this reading, and you know I read it in columns as well, is we focus on that so we can see what we take with us. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're leaping into. We don't know what's going to come out of that. You know, there's experience comes up with temperance here and the fool here. But it's what we make out of things. And why do I say that? Because of temperance is the advice, right? It's doing something different what we have. It's alchemy. It's taking what's there and creating something different from it, a new experience. I'm gonna get cards as we go. So let's begin with that Knight of Pentacles in the past. There's a kind of emptiness to this reading. I don't mean that in a bad way, just that it's prepared to be filled by something, right? I think there's been this mass clearing out, and you might still be at it, and I think it'll be going on till the end of Pisces season. But remember, even if you're literally ending relationships, habits, or having a literal clear out of your house or your workspace, whatever it may be, consider the story that it tells. Because in and of itself, that getting rid of something or someone won't change anything, and unless you know what is the story that it tells about you, and it's the commitment to not, that's not the story that you're bound by anymore. But let's have a look at this double Virgo energy that comes up in the past, starting off with that Knight of Pentacles. Yeah, we've got the Ten of Wands. So I mean, that's that clear out, right? Of, I don't need to do this anymore. I don't need to carry this burden anymore. The Knight of Pentacles takes, you know, one step at a time. Now, this can be, you know, even mindfulness, being in the present moment. When we just have a perpetual now, right? Which is often said as a great thing, and it can be. If you're terrified of the past, if you're overwhelmed by the future, then a way to ground yourself is to say, well, I'm here right now. What can I do right now? What do I need right now? What do I feel right now? But you cannot just live in a perpetual now. I don't care what anyone says, right? You cannot just live in a perpetual now. Because then you don't know if you're repeating from the past, right? Anyone that's seen that, I don't know, that weird movie, it had Drew Barrymore in it and Adam Sandler, I think, and I think it's in Hawaii. 50 First Dates, that's the one. Where you then every day, I mean, you don't know what you're doing. If you're just in the present, if you have amnesia, you don't remember what happened the day before, then you just repeat. It's constant repetition. So, but there is a time for that. There is a need for that when we want to orient ourselves. It's to ground ourselves in the present moment. This is the only moment that you can actually do something or change something. But because you've learned from the past, because you've assimilated all that knowledge, and knowledge is to know. Wisdom is what you do with it. We don't want to be overwhelmed by what we're carrying, Ten of Wands. But we are ready to take a different step. Now, here's the thing with the Knight of Pentacles. We know that analysis paralysis can overthink. But what if I do this and what if I do that? So there does seem to be, I mean, I think Dawn, like I said, is this. This Pisces would be like the end of the zodiacal year. And so we're about to, like, spring. The sun literally is coming back, right? The days are getting longer and warmer in the Northern Hemisphere, at least. So there may have been a lot that you've been considering, that you've been carrying. But last week we looked at how what we decide, what matters to us, our perspective, how we make our choices, what we do with those feelings, what they mean to us, that's all changed. So we've got this in the past. Let's have a look at the Hermit here. We've got the Three of Pentacles, which is a Capricorn card, so a lot of earth coming up. Three of Pentacles, mind, body, and spirit, right? What works together? Who do we collaborate with? How do we complete things? How do we complete projects? How do we plan for the future? But we want to do it differently. Two of Wands. Now, with the Hermit coming up with the Three of Pentacles, because we can make it about, right, I need to, so say you're the guy who wants to build the cathedral, right? You're the religious figure here who's like, all right, I want to build the cathedral. And you might say, right, I need to pick the best builder, construction person. I need to find the best architect. So we can focus on those parts of it, and those are parts of it. But at first, before he even does that, he must be clearing himself, like, why am I trying to build this? Why do I want a cathedral? And then once he knows that, then because his job is just to bring the vision to the table, then each of the other ones will do what they do best, which is he's going to draw up a plan for that vision, and this guy's going to then act on that plan. But what role do you play within that, within any scenario, within any story? We can have villains, we can have heroes, we can have saviors, we can have whatever, in terms of the stories of our lives. But what role do you play within that? How do you contribute to that? And of course, with curse, with the curse, it might be your ex that did something to you. It might be your parents that did something to you, your family. Like, it could be all that stuff. But the Hermit is, okay, well, what do I do with that now? What changes can I make because of that right now? What role do I play? So with the Two of Wands coming up, which, let's just look at this Two of Wands. I love this Two of Wands in this deck, because if you see her sat there, she sat on the roof, she got the moon up there, and she's got the world in her hands, right? She could choose anything. She could go anywhere. But the point is, if you keep doing what you did, you're going to keep getting what you got. And with the Three of Pentacles, this is not this mind, like, thinking the same thing, body, like, physically doing the same thing or treating your body in the same way, spirit believing the same things, or that belief meaning the same thing to you. Temperance coming up here. So the Two of Wands realizes that, I have to do something differently. I'm at a crossroads where I can't continue the way that I have. It's done. I'm not going to carry those burdens. I've gotten everything that I needed to out of that past situation. That knowledge is there now. I know what I did. I know what I went through. To head in a different direction, to be guided, right? The star is guidance. We are guided by hope. We are guided in a different direction. We've come out. Then we have the tower the last 2 weeks, right? So now we've got the star here, which is, what are you beginning to perceive? What are you beginning to see? Let's have a look at this world. I'll be completely honest with you. This reading is very simple. The oracle cards really sum it up. We'll be going slowly, but if we're waiting for what is the conclusion to this, it's realizing what the curse has been, what it means to us right now, learning from that and moving forward. And we'll continue to learn from it. That's the kind of world energy. It's graduation. Not that you've been in school, not that you've been tested, but within yourself at some point, it's like, enough, right? Enough. I've dealt with this. I know this. And I may not realize every detail of what I've learned, but I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm willing to take it out for a spin and see what comes through now. Let's see what the world is saying. Exactly. So we've got the Ace of Pentacles. So the Ace of Pentacles is, it's a physical commitment. What that might be, a deposit. That might be a commitment to a new diet, a new exercise routine, a new way of earning money, a new job that you do. A commitment is consistent. It's not one and done. It's whatever you've gotten out of this. And, you know, the Ace of Pentacles comes after the Ten of Pentacles, which is our legacy, which is our past, which is past lives, if you want to look at it that way, cycles that we've completed. But what are we investing in that? What do we put down? What is the seed that we plant now and say, right, this is who I want to be? And it's guided by the star. A lot of this, you know, even if you see the curse, think about the two fish. So the curse, right, if it's been that, what has been the gift of that curse? I don't mean make excuses for people, things or situations. Like, for example, you know, I had a lot of responsibility and just a lot of pressure put on me when I was a kid growing up, right? And that could be seen as a curse. That's made me very kind of a lot of, I've had to deal with codependency, self-criticism, all sorts of things, like not healthy relationships, being very detached, all of that stuff. But what was the gift of that? It's made me very self-reliant. Now you can switch those around. So if, how then would the gift of self-reliance also be a curse? It's made me not be, you know, interdependent relationships, not so good at that. Yes, codependent. Yes, independent. But where's the sweet middle spot of interdependence? You go round and round like that. It's a good way to peel back the layers of the onion and get to the core of it. But there's something about who you are, because that's who you, what you're going forward to do now, is a commitment to a new you. And I will add this, and I know I've said it already, but you don't just have to be one thing. You don't have to be one thing. In fact, you're not one thing. You might try to reduce yourself down to one thing. And that's why the curse isn't a curse. It might be a curse, but there's so many other parts of you. We build it strong together, right? That where one has taken a hit within yourself, your internal team, another one stepped forward and strengthened from that. The Chariot. So you got the Chariot twice now within this reading. It's time to move forward with a commitment. There's the Hangman. I knew the Hangman was going to come. Remember what I always say about the Hangman. When he comes down, he is no longer a person. He leaves one identity up there. How does he do that within this? Well, with the world, it's saying it's over, right? And if you've been in limbo, that limbo is also over. Like, decide that right now. If you have been applying for jobs again and again and again, and nothing is coming through that, right? Maybe you've already given it a pause because there's a stillness coming up, or you've been planning your next move. What could you do instead? You could carry on doing what, you know, if you're working or taking a different job in a different kind of field, but it's committing to a new path, committing to a new way forward, committing with a different perspective, right? You flip yourself upside down and say, look at this and say, why do I keep doing the same thing? Why do I keep applying for the same kinds of jobs? Or, you know, and I mean, say, for example, if you're a trained doctor, right, you're not going to go and say, all right, I'll go be a ballerina. Like, I'm not saying that. But it may be that you have to then reconsider that, have I been applying for doctor jobs that are at the most prestigious hospitals or, you know, institutions, that I'm doing that because I want the prestige of that. And that's where we reconsider. We think, okay, well, I keep doing that. I need a job, right? But if I keep applying for that, I haven't gotten a place there. It's become too much of a burden. I need to do something right now. So would you then take it at a lesser, not a lesser place, sorry. But one that is not so prestigious. Like, prestige isn't your thing then. You realign with your original destiny, which was to help people. To practice medicine. That is what I mean by reconsidering. Because we have a set of criteria. That's Virgo energy. We have a set criteria of what it is that we want to do. I mean, think about that guy, the guy that builds the cathedral. Maybe he's never built a cathedral before. Maybe he's only ever built houses. And so, you know, when this opportunity comes up to say, hey, will you come build the cathedral? You know, he could very easily say, no, but I only build houses. He'll miss out on the opportunity. Or, you know, the architect, he's only ever drawn up, again, like, you know, he's only ever drawn up plans for businesses or homes. He's never done it for a cathedral, for like a medieval Gothic cathedral. It means he'd have to learn something along the way. He'd have to pick up new skills. He may need, it's not going to be easy, right? It might be a little messy while he's trying to get it right. It could take a little longer because we might have to slow down, not rush around trying to get this done very quickly. That's what I mean around this, in that a change in perspective, this is surrendering to something, and it can feel like a sacrifice. You know, because that story in us is, that's the ego. You know, Aries is that sign where we come face to face with our own ego, our own identity. And at first it feels like, well, I'm giving up on ever having a prestigious position. You know, if we're going back to that doctor, or, you know, I'm the top of my game in building houses. Why would I do this? And I might mess it up or do something. It may feel like a surrender. It may feel like a sacrifice, that I'm sacrificing this thing. But it's also the way to move forward. Your key thing this week is, how do you move forward with a different commitment? Last week helped with that because it showed you what you have been making what space you've been making decisions from. You know, if I've just an example. So part of my thing has been about realizing that, you know, that how I love has been very selfish. My spiritual beliefs have been very selfish. And last week I wouldn't have said that. If someone had said to me, you know, I would have said my love is quite selfless, and that, you know, I surrender to spirit and I have faith and all of this. But sorry, I mean the week before. But this past week I realized, no, that's quite selfish. Selfish. Now, if I'm committed to being a person that is selfless, I would never admit that to myself. By admitting that to myself, by being aware of, wow, you know, I've been quite selfish in how I love, or in how I share of myself, or how I make commitments, it actually opens me up to a more selfless love. The two fish. So be very mindful of that. Be aware of, you're not criticizing yourself. I mean, I'm saying that because Virgo comes up. And being less than perfect can be like a mortal sin, right? When we're talking about Virgo energy. But no one's perfect. You were perfect for that period. You know, there was a period, like, say, for example, when what I now deem as selfish love was the peak of what I knew of love. But now there's more. Now I'm able to build more. Now I'm able to see more. Now I'm able to give more. Now I'm able to exercise a greater level of power and autonomy over what I do in my life and how I connect with others, how I connect with the divine or source or spirit or my spiritual beliefs. Consider where that has happened for you. Let's go to the Chariot down here. What have we got? Mean, first and foremost, the reason the Chariot comes up, courage, strength. The reason the Chariot comes up here is because this is considering, with pause, right? The Hangman, the Hermit, even the World, it can be a pause to kind of gather ourselves, to reflect. I mean, I know it's not judgment, but it's almost got a judgment type feeling to it. What am I wrapping up? What do I need to want to build? Who do I need to build this with? What the different team members that I have, the different versions of me? Where am I going? I can do things differently, but in which direction? So we're coming out of this time of consideration, but we are moving forward. And we've got strength here. And strength is courage. So the Chariot is seven. strength is 8 and hermit is 9, right? So we're not going backwards, but it is a reconsideration. Because if we're talking head and heart, and we looked at that last week, if the head's functioning differently, if the heart's functioning differently now, then they're unknown to us. You know, we've become a mystery unto ourselves. It would take courage. It would take, you know, instincts come into play when we move into Aries. Part of Aries's energy or the message is about taking healthy risks. Excuse me. And the Fool is a risk. When you get the Fool and the Seven of Swords, Seven of Swords doesn't come up. When you get the Fool and the Seven of Swords, that is a risk. It's risky. But remember what I shared, I think it was last week, I shared that Instagram post that someone had sent me, where choose to do something. Choose. Have the courage to make a choice. Two of Wands, Star. Because you don't know. You can't know. You can't know with great certainty. There is no certainty. So you choose to move forward in a certain way. Then once you start moving down that path, you can course correct. That's when you think, okay, so what is the decision now? But first we choose. The Hermit again, bloody hell, some repeats coming up. I mean, 7, 8, 9. Now we've got them coming up here. Four of Pentacles. Here's the kind of, I'm going to get one from the other deck. Hold on. There's so many major arcanas coming up, guys. And that's why that Four of Pentacles comes up. Wow. Look, Three of Pentacles. They're all just repeats coming up. I really feel like I've given the message for this one. I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Because with this Four of Pentacles coming up, if we're committing to moving forward, right, and we're like, okay, I've got the courage to move forward, and the Hermit's like, I'm the only one that can make this decision, right? And this is a long time coming. They're all major arcanas in the present. With the Four of Pentacles, it's almost like, yeah, but I don't want to lose my security. I don't want to lose this stability. And I don't know about you guys, but there has been this great destabilizing influence that's been coming about. So what I would ask you to, because we're human beings, we need a level of knowledge of to be assured that something's going to turn out the way that we want it to, of certainty, of, well, what's going to happen? You know, taking leaps off of, you know, of faith, that's not really our forte. We're not designed for that. But learn from the past with the Four of Pentacles coming up is, yeah, you know, that's what we know. That's what we have. That's what we can hold at the moment. But we can't proceed past that. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And the emphasis this week is to move forward on something, even slowly, even making a commitment to something. You know, it's a choice. It's not a decision. I think that this is what the way I would put it. Choose something this week, the end of the season, when we get to like Taurus season, then decide. Then decide. But there has to be a choice. Now, the thing with the Three of Pentacles and Four of Pentacles, this could be like building the same kind of thing. You have skills. You can acquire new skills. But do not confuse what you do for what you're capable of doing. You do not have to play the same character in the same stories. You know, you don't have to just be Harry Potter. Doesn't, you know, Harry Potter's Harry Potter and throughout all the books. But this feels like a massive change. You know, I'm not bound by that. I mean, especially with the curse, right? Harry's bound by this curse that he's the lightning, the sight, that flash, that scar on his head, right? That's his curse. He's bound by that. Or is he? I want to get this fool because I think that's what's leading us forward. What's with this fool? Yeah, the Empress. I do think Venus conjuncts Saturn this week. So I want you to consider that of what am I trying to grow? What am I nurturing? I'm not saying it's fully blooming and blossoming this, all of you gardeners out there, especially in the northern hemisphere, you know that, right? That, or even in the southern, if it's harvest time for you, then you know that it was months ago that you planted those seeds, months ago that those things started to grow. Please don't feel that you'll be stuck with this. And I would ask, encourage you to check out. If you have a problem with that, if you're scared that you'll get stuck doing something because you got stuck doing it before, right? Check out the Sagittarius reading from Aquarius season. And I've been saying this quite a bit, and I said it last week as well. Those Aquarius messages, they're not just Aquarius season messages, they're 2024 messages. I've noticed that moving through Pisces season, when I've seen the themes that have come up, when I've talked to people and the themes that have come up for them, that, and that's the star, right? That is the vision. That would be so Aquarius to have a look at what is the vision? Where are we going? What is the idea here? What are we headed towards? What are we trying to create? What do we want to make happen? Well, let me just try that again. Four of Wands. I love this. I do love this. Justice, right? So we got Libra and Venus here. Very kind of Venusian energy coming up. But look, we got from the four. So this, as much as I'm saying choose something, it doesn't feel fast-paced. Even like putting a seed in the ground, right? That's not very dramatic, right? But Four of Pentacles, nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's what we're holding on to. It's what matters to us. What are our values? But the fact that the Three of Pentacles came out when I went to clarify that Four of Pentacles is that one of those seeds, right, to build something, one of those seeds has to be like deposited or planted or invested or whatever you want to do with it. But something has to give around that. Now, with the Four of Pentacles, it's the, better the devil you know kind of energy of, well, at least I know where I am. I can make do with where I am. But with the Four of Wands, this is a celebration of how far you've come. It is a pause, but it's a pause to celebrate. It's a pause to learn from your past. It's a pause to say, right, no, good, bad, or ugly, whatever I went through, it got me to this place. I adore when the Four of Wands comes up with the Fool because then the Four of Wands becomes a launch. It's that cliff edge that you leap from, especially with the world sat above it. But with the Empress, this is about what am I nurturing? What am I loving? What integrity do I have in terms of my relationships? How I relate to things? And in fact, the fool, the leap may be in the job that you take and where you decide to move. I mean, let's just make it very mundane and literal for a moment. Who you decide to work with. The environment that you decide to put yourself in, what is encouraging your creativity at this time? What are you giving birth to? What are you nurturing? What is ready to grow? What decisions are you ready to make? And I feel like you've considered it from all angles already. This is not about getting lost in, that very logical, rational, what do I do? How do I do this? Pick one thing. Pick one thing. I'll say this as someone who did gardening like for the first time last year in my life. And I always had the story that I wouldn't, I'm not good. I can't garden. I'm not a gardener. I kill things. I can't grow anything, right? I always have that story. I challenge that story. And then with each seed that I planted, or, you know, I grew things from seeds, I didn't know if they would grow. I didn't know that they would blossom or bloom or do any of that, you know, any of that stuff. And I picked quite easy things to grow, like as a beginner gardener. But the challenge, one of the challenges I gave myself was aubergines or eggplants, right? Aubergine, to grow that, because that's not easy to grow. And I'd go out there every day and look at it and water my plants and do whatever. But I had to make a decision to do it. There was no guarantee that they would grow. But I did have a guarantee that I would learn something about gardening by doing it. Now, that was a choice I made last year. This year, I'm still undecided if I'm going to be doing any gardening, or if that's something that I want to do. Be aware of the difference between choices and decisions, guys. That's where we get tripped up. You may have already made a choice in the past, and that's what you've been considering. You're not stuck with that choice. It's time for that decision now. Which way are you landing? You get justice and temperance. There is a thing about equilibrium, of harmony, of balance that comes in. With the Four of Pentacles, this is what's held me back. This is why I can't do it. It's a comfort zone, right? The Four of Wands is the same stuff that held you back, is the reason that you think, well, I've got a solid foundation because of that as well. I say that because of temperance. Temperance is, we take, it's not about acquiring new knowledge, like more, more, more. It's, what do I do with the experiences that I've had? How do I create something new out of it? And remember, these are both, they mean all, these are past, present, this is the future. So these two lead to this. Wheel of Fortune and the Three of Swords. Those are the old stories, the old triggers that we've had. And is that why we went so slowly? Because we were trying to avoid this, right? Because we were carrying so much. It's like, I can't take another hit. I don't want to add any more to this. But with the Wheel of Fortune coming up, and you got the World here, right? This is a new cycle. This is a new period. We're starting something new. You don't have to repeat. You do not have to repeat. I think Venus sextiles Jupiter this week as well. I might just be making that up. Oh God, there's three that came out. We'll keep them. We got the Five of Swords, right? Which, blind ambition, but it doesn't have to be. It can be, it's our approach to things. I was listening to, I didn't listen to it fully, and it's not, they're not videos that I usually watch, but it kept coming up in my recommended. I said, okay. So I was open to it at that moment. And it's on, I think, the astrology podcast, Unshaming the Zodiac Signs or something. And I listened to Aquarius. Did I listen to it? I listened to Aquarius first. And I was so good with that. Like, I understood that. Doing Aquarian Insights helped me with, you know, not shaming my Aquarius. But then I went back and I accidentally clicked on Scorpio instead of Sag. So I listened to Scorpio, and I was really good with Scorpio as well. I was quite surprised by that. Sag, I kind of like taking up room in the world, storytelling, whatever, optimism. Those things I can still have an issue with. So it was really interesting to check that out. But I listened to some of Capricorn, and part of, I think, what they were saying about Capricorn is about how we're shamed for having ambition. So notice in your past that, you know, to create something, to do something, or to do whatever. What are the stories that you have around that, of what it's going to cost you, of how much you're going to have to fight? Because it doesn't have to be that. King of Cups, Page of Cups. We're doing something different with what's within us, of how we express it in the world, why we commit. Because if you come at it from winning and losing, right, a simple example, but just because there's that Five of Swords, that is an empty victory. You got 50% chance of losing. You're never going to take a leap of faith from that. if unless you're okay with losing, if you're like, hey, I'll choose, if I lose, I lose, then I'll know what decision to make. But the King of Cups and the Page of Cups, it is being inspired by your emotions. Make a choice based on a commitment that you're making to a feeling, to a belief system, to a way of processing your emotions, of taking what you're feeling and creating something new with it. I want to hold on 1 second. There is something about this reading, like I said, like not an emptiness, or maybe it's an emptying out that we're going through, right? Of these old stories. But there's something inconclusive about this. And maybe that's how it's meant to be, but I did want to just pull a spirit, a postcard from spirit. What? Wow, all right. Dearest you, we need you to know that you can change things miraculously for you and everyone and make things right. It's never too late. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the burden of an old story. I mean, that's exactly what's going on here. One in which you were a victim of someone else's actions or your own. You don't need to carry this around. You can set yourself free. Even advocating for good because of this experience requires your forgiveness to be effective. Forgiveness is never about condoning things that were done. It's about letting yourself off the hook from carrying the burden. Resentment and hurt are like viruses that spread to others, and that is the opposite of what you really desire, right? Imagine what your life would be like without the burdens that you carry, Ten of Wands, when you do not forgive. You can do it. Everyone over here believes in you and adores you. Now, I just remembered this. I think about 3 weeks ago, I did record a talk on forgiveness. I'm going to see if I've still got it. I might post it after this. If you see it up there, it's because of this. I did do a talk on forgiveness. I don't know why I didn't post it. Maybe because I got ill that week then. I think that was the week that I'd recorded the reading really early for the weekly, but I'd even forgotten that I'd done that because I'd gotten so ill. Now, one of the things that I talk about in that is, I think it was this Dr. Ramani or someone. She does a lot of work around narcissism. And she talks about how harmful it is to, put that on people that you need to forgive. And I agree with that, right? I think that's not our job to tell someone that they need to forgive. Because then, especially if we've got a story around that of, oh, if I can't forgive, then I'm a bad person. That's the curse, right? If I still feel cursed, if I'm still blaming my parents or blaming my ex or, blaming that narcissist from my past, then I'm a bad person. No, that's not why we forgive. I don't think that's the story of forgiveness, right? Especially with the Three of Swords that came up here is a card of forgiveness. Because if we cannot forgive another, then we forgive ourselves for not being able to forgive. We take that burden of, it always comes back to forgiveness. It's about changing the story. To tell yourself, right, that, if I can't forgive this person because what they did was so egregious and they've hurt me so much, right, that if I cannot do that, then the forgiveness comes to yourself, like removing that expectation that I'm not the villain just because I'm hurt by what happened. I'm not the villain. And in that way, then we drop that burden, the burden of needing to forgive. So it will always come back to forgiveness. And I always say it, right? Most of the time, the person that we need to forgive is ourselves. Like forgive ourselves for not being able to forgive. Forgive ourselves for not being able to move on. Forgive ourselves for whatever it is. That, why did I allow that to happen? Why did I stay in that relationship so long? Why did I accept being treated that way? Why did I allow them to not pay me enough and I did the work anyway, right? All of that stuff comes up, but it all comes back to forgiveness. That is where we learn from the past. And that's where we decide never again. We're not doing that again. I'm going to commit to that. That cycle is over. I surrender to the experience. Acceptance and surrender. I said that to someone actually this morning, where you know, they ultimately, with whatever they're going through, and hi, sweetheart, if you're watching this, need, I said, look, acceptance first. Ultimately, getting to a place of forgiveness would be great, but first we must accept that it happened. Denying the past doesn't help. And it's how you carry yourself through this. Whichever way you look at this, there's a line being drawn this week. That's what this feels like. And to get to that place of where that line is drawn, like the curse said, it could be messy. It could be messy. Was it the curse that said that? I don't know where I'm getting that from. I don't think it did say that, did it? Oh no, it said now you have the opportunity to clean it up. Yeah. So whatever cleaning it up means, I will not be bound by that. I will not be defined by that. Whatever you learn from your past, whether it's the past season, whether it's the past year, whether it's the whole of your life, you have some insight into who you are and what you've become. At this point, make a choice to commit to the new version. It is about moving forward. We got the chariot twice. It will take courage. And you're going to have every reason in your life to not do it. Four of Pentacles. Four of Wands, though. Celebration of how far you've come and move forward with a decision. I'm going to leave it right there. I love you guys very much. Don't forget, you can book until I'm not going to be adding any more slots or booking. So there's only those 9 days, guys. I'm trying to honor myself. I'm trying to honor the work that I do. I'm trying to honor my faith, honor the people that have just made me a part of their life or their path or their journey. There's a lot that I've got going on. You know, I dealt with feelings of regret this past week as well. And regret, in a way, I didn't want to push it away. I didn't want to just regret from a place of, oh God, I'm such a shit, right? But regret from a place of, and I don't regret not doing readings, but just regret of the way that I came to make those decisions. And the regret came up, the feeling of regret, it showed me what matters to me. It showed me my star. Of the role that I've come to play, or what matters to me, or what I'm guided by. And I'm being guided by lots of different things. Like I said, I'm not just one person, you're just not one person. But check out the description for that. Check out the description if you'd like to support the work that I do. Thank you to everyone that does. I love you guys. I will see you next time, but that's all for now. Goodbye.